Detransitioner, genital surgery destroyed my life. You need to be insane to think this helps patients. By Elaine Mallon on July 3, 2023. Daniel Black says he started making plans with his doctor to surgically remove his penis just 30 minutes into a consultation concerning his struggles with gender identity when he was 17. Black left the appointment with a prescription for hormonal replacement therapy. At 19, the Czech Republic citizen had his penis surgically removed and received breast implants. Now 23, he is detransitoning, the Daily Mail reported. In a Twitter post, Black said one would have to be insane to believe bottom surgeries are good for patients. The surgeons removed Black's testicles and created a neo-vagina. The whole experience was horrible and exhausting, Black said in the post. I was not able to finish school and my mental state went from bad to worse. I don't recommend undergoing this surgery to anyone. Black said he has lost the ability to orgasm and will not be able to have children. He now has to have testosterone injected into his body and is looking forward to an experimental penis transplant surgery. This January, Black had his breast implants removed. The surgery destroyed my life, he told Mail Online. He credits his fiancée Teresa for being able to be who he truly is. At the beginning of our relationship, I didn't know what my role was supposed to be. She is a biological woman and I was playing the role of a fake one, Black told the Daily Mail. But it's hard, for the first time in forever I am not acting or hiding behind a mask. I'm honest about who I am and it's utterly terrifying. Terrifying and liberating. In May, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law banning gender-affirming care for minors, Reuters reported. There are 19 states with laws on the books restricting gender-affirming care, CNN reported. It's crazy that doctors and specialists provide children with this experimental treatment instead of offering them extensive psychotherapy, Black told the Daily Mail. These people then have to live with drastic lifelong consequences. Watch, Biden DOJ nominee Vanita Gupta, now U.S. Associate Attorney General, won't say if parents should consent to child sex change surgery.